One, two, three into the foe. Take me for a walk and I'ma use the doggy dough. Ready to leave a dookie, so bag it up.
Now my owner about to pick that up.
Bury a bone in the dirt, I use my paws like a shovel. Feeling an itch upon my cheek, I'll be scratching my muzzle. Ain't nothing but a flea thing, baby. Coat thicker than a country gravy. Staying loyal to the ones who raised me. I'm
so You're listening to the number one podcast for Olive Branch and Eastern DeSoto County. This is OB Pod.
A young pup's perspective. If I see you throwing a stick, then I'm going to go and try to...
On deck for today, guys, we've got a nice, nice motivational message, but I think we're going to unload a lot on this one. I think it's a good topic. I think we've got some weather, some local news, which has kind of had some shocking stuff this week. We're going to talk about it. Of course, we got some dad jokes, and I got a special Chuck Norris edition just for Tintoni this week. Pretty proud of it. Of course, got some random facts and stories you likely didn't know, and one of them you're not going to believe, and I'm just you're just not going to believe it, I'll tell you. And then we're going to do a short movie review. We're going to talk about the movie Dune 2. All right, guys. So, T, how's your week been, brother?
I'm whipped. We've been off this week. I've worked in my yard all day Monday. I done forgot what I did Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I had a guy come and trim some trees for me. That was exhausting watching him. And
yeah, I'm sure it was. And I have this visual of you sitting in like a fold chair, your feet in a kiddie pool, a stiff drink in your hand, and pointing fingers at where you need to cut next.
Well, don't forget, I'm in my yellow terry cloth shorts and a wife beater, two sizes too small.
Oh, did it have Italian like seasoning and red sauce stains on the right side of the chest? Out.
On my chest hair
got
puffing
the crab
out.
Claws party out.
Yeah. Whole thing. My stomach showing. I'm in great shape. I hadn't shaved in like, I don't know, 10 days or so.
Yeah, that's a visual of a predator.
Yes, absolutely. I let my ear hair grow. So it's been a great week, actually. Now that I think back at it, it's been a heck of a week.
Your wife is just, she hit the lotto, Jack.
She's a woman, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
Hit the lotto. Well, I hear you. That's good, man.
What about you?
Man, same, man. You know, every day, I'm one of those people who just feels like the day is ruined if I don't do something productive. I'm just one of those people. Like, it's rare that you're going to catch me just being a couch potato. You know, even though I have the physique of a professional couch potato.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know,
years. You've worked on that for years.
I'm almost at peak performance.
There's been some times when you and I have slipped up and actually gotten better shape.
Yeah, it's rare and few between, but very true. Very true. But man, it's been a busy week, but a very productive week. Enjoyed it. My wife and I just took the kids out for a little 3-day trip at the beginning of spring break. Went out to Chattanooga. Never been there before. And my wife went when she was young. And it was really nice. It's a younger, hippier town, if that would say, you know, millennial based. A lot more of that going on. It's got a couple of different colleges there, like that. But super nice folks. You know, a lot of young folks. It was great. And so we went up there to Rock City, which is a really, really cool off of Lookout Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really pretty. And then we went to Ruby Falls, that's probably one of the most famous things. You know, it's the underground waterfall where you're 1,000 feet inside the mountain, you know. And I was like, oh, yeah, but it was okay. You know, it wasn't the highlight of the trip at all.
I saw your post on that. I've been there before, and I agree with you on your post. It's a whole lot of
it's a lot of waiting in a cavern for 2 minutes of a waterfall. You know,
I
got to
tell you though, I don't think I'd ever go back down. I think if I went back down again, I would be claustrophobic.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. I mean, I'm 6'4", I'm over 300 pounds, and I hit my head 3 or 4 times. I had to stay lurched over. It's not it's a very small little walkway, but they put you in groups of like 25, 30 people, and there's not room for two people to walk on the same side by side.
Right.
And they're coming and going just so you can get 2 minutes with this waterfall. Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's expensive. And so, like, you know, if you enjoy caves and caverns and want to say you are 1,000 feet, you know, subterranean, this is the place for you. This is it. You know, it's got a good little story behind it, how it was found, the whole nine yards. And I thought that was pretty neat. But Rock City kind of stole it for me. It was, you get to what's called Lover's Leap, which is on the edge of Lookout Mountain. And there's a really nice little diner right there. You get food, you can eat right there on the edge of the cliff. It's just really, really cool. We really enjoyed it. And then, of course, the best ice cream I've ever put in my mouth was there at the base of Lookout Mountain called Clumpy's Ice Cream.
Yeah.
And it was to die for. And my whole family said the same thing. We all four got four different types of ice cream, and we all said the exact same thing. The texture, sweetness, the homemade waffle cones, the whole nine yards were fantastic. So then we went over to Cloud Canyon State Park, which is in Georgia, about 25 minutes away.
Yeah.
Breathtaking. We went to saw two waterfall trails. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, now, it ain't for the faint of heart, over 600 metal stairs
to get
to one of them. So let me tell you, if you ever felt sorry for yourself and out of shape, hit that trail. Let me go ahead and tell you. But I made it. I made it. And then I had a couple beautiful overlook spots. And, it was a great little trip.
They didn't have a paramedic waiting for you at the top, did they?
No. But here's the deal. If you were to get stranded down there, there ain't no way out. I mean, between the trees and the canyon, they call it a canyon for a reason. There ain't no helicopter rescue. There ain't nothing. You're
dead.
Yeah. Well, welcome to nature.
Yeah.
you were fertilizing the new trees. Yeah,
you've now become. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just saying, But great little trip. So I advise anybody, if you got 3 or 4 days, head out that way. It was cost effective, wasn't expensive. It was really cool. We really enjoyed it. So it's one of those things, man. Well, look, man, let's move over into our motivational message of the week. This one hits hard, man.
It does.
This one hits hard.
Especially the last one for me.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just end the suspense and get right to the audio.
Never forget three types of people in your life. Those who helped you in your difficult times. Those who left you in your difficult times. And those who put you in your difficult times.
All those arrows you threw them away.
My biggest issue is the last one. And if I could ever work to get better at that one, I most certainly will. I have a hard time forgetting folks.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. I hear you there. It's, the biggest thing, I mean, that one stings, but the one I want to focus on the most for me personally is that I want to be one of those people that is there for them, for others when they're in a difficult time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got to be honest with you, and you don't always succeed when you're trying to help. And I've taken a personal loss because of that, because I got involved to try to be helpful to someone who I've helped before in the past, and it was taken in a very negative manner, and now we don't even have to talk anymore, trying to be helpful. So it comes with a territory. I guess there's lines you don't cross or people don't want help or whatever you want to say, but, I just don't ever want to be labeled as a person that you need to let go or you need to remove from your life or put someone else in a difficult situation. You know what I mean? And me trying to be the first one probably ended up being the third one to another person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a wild situation, but continue to do your best,
But when it comes to helping people, they're unfortunately there's become a finer line between being helpful to someone and that being confused with enabling someone. A lot of people sometimes, especially those that you're close to, they keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. They keep addressing them in the same manner that they have in the past, and nothing changes. And as long as you're telling them what they want to hear, then they're all for you as far as that goes. But as soon as you try to give them a different route to try to help them get through their problem and try to help keep them from making the same mistakes over and over again, now they don't want to have anything to do with you because you're not telling them what they want to hear. So the question you have to ask that person is, well, look, you've come to me for help. The way that you're doing things is no different than you've done in the past, and you find yourself in the same situation. Do you want someone that's just going to tell you what you want to hear, or are you coming to me asking me for a different way to help you realize and help you come up with a way to correct your problem? And, then it's on them to answer themselves honestly. And but nowadays, people don't talk to one another about that. People are afraid to for lack of a better term, be confrontational with someone, but doing so in a caring manner, to be honest with someone up front about how you feel about something, to have some serious conversations with people and address the elephant in the room instead of just, you know, putting a bow on it and start playing some circus music around it. And so, that's what's tough, and I think that's one of the biggest things that has changed in our world today over the last probably 25 or 30 years.
I agree, man. Well said, brother. Well said. T, what's our weather looking like for the next 7 days, my friend?
Very spring-like. Very spring-like as well. Hey, it's going to be mostly sunny on Monday or Tuesday of this coming week, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Rain, though, pretty good shot of rain through the rest of the week, Thursday throughout the entire weekend. The highs are going to be in the 60s most every day during the week, and lows no lower than about, I don't know, maybe 45. I don't know, the low Monday morning, we're supposed to have a little front come through. It might be close to freezing, but the rest of the week looks pretty good. Just have your umbrella with you or your poncho Thursday through the weekend of next week.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right, guys, it's time for our local news, and of course, this is brought to you by our good friends over at Michael Hatcher & Associates. Guys, did you know they provide the most elite commercial landscaping services around? I mean, they service North Mississippi and the Memphis metropolitan area. Look, their professionals are here to make sure your business looks the absolute most visually appealing and welcoming year-round. If this is something you need in your life or through your business or anything like that, please go to HatcherLandscape.com and check them out today. All right, T, what are we looking like for our news, brother?
Well, Kobe Allen Toils, 34, of Olive Branch, captured Missouri. Man.
Dude, I mean, have you heard the story yet? I mean, it's wild. So the OB police do a normal traffic stop on, get this, right in the heart of Olive Branch. We're at Goodman Road by the Craft Road intersection,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, a good little area, the whole nine yards. Motorcycle goes by yelling at officers, pulls a gun, shoots at the officers, and drives off.
No.
Guy, not even the one in the traffic stop. Not just, you know, out and about.
Right.
And takes off. And they search for him a few days. They identify who he is, and like you said, they capture him in Missouri. God, what was his motive? What, you know, you're just having a bad night. Was he drunk? Was whatever? Yeah. Just to drive by on a motorcycle, you know, and just shooting at officers. No, nobody got hit, and officers did return fire, which is just wild. You know, because you know that area, there is houses on both sides of the road.
Traffic,
you know what I mean?
On the road, man.
So it does make you wonder, you know. So, but yeah, it's crazy. You just don't want to hear stuff like that happening in OB. And the guy is from Olive Branch.
What an idiot.
You know what I mean? It's just, ugh. You know, well, I hope there's no mercy, because that's just, you know, so many people, somebody could get killed, somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, an officer's bullet could have gone awry and into somebody's house that's sleeping. I mean, we've heard these horror stories. I mean, it's just,
it had to
just
go somewhere.
Bad situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Bad
that's
situation.
Right.
But thankful he's caught, and hopefully justice is served.
Moving right along, folks, we're 1 month away from a total solar eclipse. How about that? The city of Olive Branch is going to have a Mississippi Moon Festival. They're going to be playing a bunch of Stevie Nicks music out there, too, with live music. And I love Stevie Nicks, so, you know, but y'all know what I mean. With live music and food trucks for this historic event, make plans to join everyone in the city park on Monday, April 8th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They also have eclipse glasses available while they last. That's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a rare occurrence. I remember I was in the fourth grade. That was the first time I ever experienced a total solar eclipse. I was in fourth grade. That was a long time ago.
We had one when I was in junior high, and, you know, you couldn't look. They didn't have glasses and stuff. You had to go poke a hole in a plate, and then you could see the shape of the eclipse by looking at the ground. Yeah. You never looked up, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, there's always like idiots who look up and go, I think I can see it. And, you know, they don't see nothing anymore, you know, but hey, whatever.
That was like in 1978 or 79. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I remember that.
Yeah, man.
All right, so enough about my age here. Moving right along. Hey, don't forget that on Saturday, April 6th, is going to be the Wheels and Wings Fest. Oh, yeah, and Ribs, too. Make sure and be there at the City Park to support the DeSoto County Dream Center during the cook-off. If you want to compete in one or more of the divisions, go to the City Facebook page for more information to register. Also in April, we've got a busy month in April going on. The City of OB is organizing a community cleanup day. For this to work, it takes everyone to help keep Olive Branch beautiful. To help make it easier, the city will provide citizens with complimentary orange litter pickup bags, gloves, and other supplies. These cleanup kits are available for free to residents and groups who pledge to clean up a section of road, intersections, or parts of neighborhood at any time of the year, but especially for our scheduled community cleanup day. This year, the community cleanup day, once again, is Saturday, April the 13th. We'll be cleaning the Church Road corridor. Interested groups can join us at City Hall at 9 a.m. We'll be divided into teams and head out to clean until 12 noon. And if you're wondering what's in the cleanup kit, they got the bags to collect the trash, collection gloves, devices to pick up litter, trash grabbers so you don't have to use your bare hands or anything, and high visibility safety vests. We don't want anyone to get hurt.
Man, I wonder if you get to keep that vest and make you feel important. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I'll take that thing off and I'll shine even harder.
Well, between your wife beater, you know, it's too small,
that's right.
And your yellow shorts, you probably are high visibility anyway.
That's exactly right, baby. I tell you what, I look like a bag of Skittles out there.
Oh, gosh. Well, guys, that's it for our news. And a quick reminder, if you'd like to advertise, please email us or give us any information at theobpodcast@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it. All right, T, it is time for, not dad jokes, but Chuck Norris jokes edition. You know,
hooray.
This is going to be epic for you, man. I have the feeling, you know. And this is brought to you by our good friend over there, and that is Ali Ejlali of Alpha Insurance. Guys, I'm telling you, if you have not gotten a quote for your insurance lately, please, please call him over there at 662-893-0928 and let him tell you why you want to switch to Alpha, because he will lower your rates, increase your coverage. He's going to take care of you. I'll give you a good example. I gave him a recommendation just the other day to one of my former players. She just got a notice in the mail from her insurance company. I'm not afraid to call them out. Not afraid. State Farm. Mm-hmm. Noticed that her premium was going to increase by over 30%. 30%.
Wow.
Okay. No access, no nothing. Just said it was time for a change in whatever you like that. She was freaking out. I said, hey, here's Allie's info. Give him a call. I'm sure they're going to work that out. I have no doubt in my mind. That's how simple it is, people. Just go make a phone call and see what's out there for you. It doesn't cost you but a few minutes of your time. So go check it out. All right, T. You ready for this Chuck Norris edition?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. T, Chuck Norris once had the runs, but it came out solid.
Oh, gosh.
Chuck Norris.
Good for him.
Chuck Norris can make a Happy Meal cry. Chuck Norris was the first man to climb Mount Everest with his teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Chuck Norris never got chicken pox growing up because they were just too chicken.
Oh.
Sharks get into cages to swim with Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris never gets haunted because ghosts don't want to die twice.
Oh, gosh.
And the last one, Chuck Norris is the only person in the world that can strangle you with a cordless phone.
He like Darth Vader.
Well, that's right, man. It's pretty much.
That's pretty good.
Well, as always, guys, if you hadn't shut us off in disbelief and just wondering what the heck you were doing, make sure you've hit that subscribe button and make sure you tell your friends, your family, your coworkers all about our podcast. We really appreciate it.
right, it's time now for Random Facts and Stories You Likely Didn't Know, brought to you by A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning Services. Give Tim and his family-run business cohorts a call. They're the ones to call every time you ever need any repair service, installation service, maintenance service. They're the ones that you need to call to make sure that you get it taken care of right the very first time. Don't hesitate to call A-Plus at 662-626-7287 during normal business hours, or give Tim a call on his personal cell at 901-496-7867. All right, we got a couple of doozies here, man. First of all, this is pretty interesting.
This is the
here.
One. This is the one.
I'll save this for last. Let's go backwards then. All right. Police in Finland. Did you know that police in Finland once found a dead mosquito while searching a stolen car? They tested the blood from the mosquito's last meal and used it to identify the thief.
That's pretty genius. That makes me like an episode of CSI back in the day on CBS.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something wild like that.
Yeah. That's nuts right there. All right. Did you know? I've had this before.
I have too.
Highway hypnosis. It's a mental state where a person can drive a vehicle great distances, responding to external events in the expected safe and correct manner with no recollection of having consciously done so. Partial or complete amnesia related to the time spent driving can develop for the driver. Yep. I had to drive him back yesterday from visiting my mom. It felt like maybe 10 seconds, but I bet you it was at least 10 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, how am I even still on the road? I don't even remember where I was.
When I was on the way to Chattanooga,
yeah,
I was going down. I was on the way back on 78. I've driven it 100 times.
Yeah,
I don't even remember over 35 minutes of the drive.
Wow. That's crazy.
I was like, I'm from Tupelo all the way down to Holly Springs. I was like about 35 minutes. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like,
how did we get here?
I was like, serious. And I was like, I got a little freak out moment. Like,
yeah.
You're
super uber focused for the safety of your family. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'll take that.
We'll throw it up to that. All right. And the one everyone's been waiting for. Did you know? In 1965, a turntable was patented to deliver a baby using centrifugal force. The mother-to-be is strapped onto the turntable, which spins fast enough that G-forces help ease the baby out of the mother. A net, of all things, catches the newborn and triggers the machine to stop. The safety switch is broke. The safety switch is broke.
I swear. That's horrific. That was actually patented.
Oh, God.
I want to know if it was ever used. I want to know if it was ever used.
Patented here in Russia. That sounds like something you banned to Siberia for. That's what they how they deliver babies out there. North Korea, something like that.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Man.
That's a doozy. Man. That's a doozy right there, man.
That's just unreal. I could have went the rest of my life without knowing that. But hey, now, did you know?
Did you know? That's right. Hey guys, some movie and TV reviews, and this is brought to you by our good friends over there at Rodman's Properties. Guys, if you've ever visited their website, it's called iBuyDeSoto.com. It is a place where they want to buy your house that maybe it's in bad shape, it's outdated, or you just want to get rid of it for whatever personal reasons you might have. Or maybe you do have a rental property and you're tired of being a landlord and you want to change up things and you're looking for a company just to take over and you want to get a fair cash price, get it quick, then you want to go to iBuyDeSoto.com. These are fantastic local folks that have been with our podcast since day one, and that's what they do for a living and that's what they're committed to, and they improve the homes, they improve the communities. This is the company you want to work for or work with when it comes this kind of stuff. So seriously, go to iBuyDeSoto.com. T, I got to be honest, I have not watched this yet, but I have numerous friends that say, please recommend that the new Dune 2, which is out in theaters and kicking butt at the box office, is worth all the hype to go see. According to everyone, giving this as a recommendation, I'll give more details when we watch it because I am planning on watching it, that you need to watch the first one. And some people were a little unsatisfied with the first one because they were kind of like, not sure about the conclusion. But that when the second one comes out, it wraps it all up into a nice bow and it is epic. It is the true sci-fi original. Believe it or not, the book was written in the 60s and it was the reason that Star Wars was even created.
How about that?
And because if you really, really think about it, ladies and gentlemen, Dune, the original, talks about a female princess, a sandy, you know, exterior. Remember, think about Tatooine on Star Wars. Yeah, you know, Dune is based on, you know, the same kind of a, it's a planet that's under this, you know, intergalactic, you know, bad guy. I mean, like, he's starting to sound a lot like old Star Wars. It has a henchman that's related and all. I mean, just ding, 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 ding. You're catching my drift.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say, but what George Lucas has said and has quoted as saying that Dune inspired Star Wars.
Yeah.
So there you go. So,
I've never heard of any legal battles between those creators.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So I just think it's pretty cool. So it's got great foundation behind it. So if you're looking for a movie recommendation to go see, definitely say go see Dune 2. I have yet to hear a single person disappointed. And based on the box office numbers, it must be pretty darn good. That's what I got to say with that.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, guys, before we wrap up our show, we got to do a sad, sad, sad part that I didn't want to talk about. If anything, it's going to be devastating. I'm going to probably cry myself to sleep the rest of the day. It's just one of those things, you know. But it's for the right reasons and what has to happen. And Tintoni here is going to be taking a little hiatus from the podcast. You guys, we talked about it for several weeks. His mother is having some health concerns and issues, and he is being one of those three people we talked about in our motivational message as being someone for someone in their tough times. He is going and visiting his mom and doing different things and needs to focus on that, and I think that's absolutely admirable and fantastic, and that's what makes him a great guy. And it's going to be sad and different without him on the podcast for a while, and but we hope to get him back. But you know we'll see how life turns and how things go. If one thing I've ever learned, change is inevitable. It always comes, and you got to make the best of it. But T, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, man, it means the world to me that you've been on the podcast, and I hope to get you back. But I understand what you're going through, and I want to be a friend to help you if you need help with anything when it comes to your mom. You know, be there for her, see her as much as you can, and do what you got to do. And really appreciate everything you've ever done and being a part of this.
Well, let me just say that, you know, you and I have been friends for, geez, about
a long time.
I don't know, 17 years now. I can't believe it's been that long, but about 17 years. And, you know, you took a chance to ask me to be a part of this, knowing what comes out of my mouth at any given moment, at any given time. But, you know, we've been good friends for a long time. I have really, really enjoyed doing this. Like you have said several times, you know, off the mic, you know, it gives us an opportunity to visit with each other each week. You know, we have our own lives that go on, and it helps us keep in touch. And that part's not going to change. Just that, you know, between what's going on, you know, personally, and also a lot of the stress and strain that's going on in my day job as well, only because of the time of year that it is. When you have a list of a lot of important things, and these are one of them, sometimes you have to take a real close look at what's really most important. And I don't mean this as a slight to you or anyone that's listening, but I've got just a couple of more things that are going on right now that need more of my time than doing this. But we don't know what's going to happen down the road. But, you know, just like we need some rain sometimes to help appreciate the sunshine, and all good things come to an end at some point. But I really appreciate it. I appreciate the people sticking to it and listening to us. despite some of the crazy stuff that comes out of my mouth and some of the ahs and ahs and all that other kind of stuff that you put up with me as well, because I'm not a radio personality. I'm a talker, but sometimes I have to stop myself before I say something I shouldn't. So and I appreciate that as well. So I love you. I always have. I appreciate the audience for listening, and everybody take care. God bless.
That's it, man. Well, guys, for this episode, we're going to call it. And so for OB Pod, this is Zach.
It's T.
We'll see you guys next week.
You don't understand. I chase away any windowless vans. And if a stranger ever wanders to our property, we got the sign up on the fence that says beware of me. Cause I'm braver than Balto and Scooby-Doo. I'm more loyal than Lassie and Snoopy too. And if I'm feeling like you ain't petting me enough, I'm gonna get up in your face and be like, what the
like
ruck?
Yippin like yapping like yipping. I'm like yapping like yipping like yapping. I'm like yipping like yapping like yipping.
Rub my belly like the lamp from Aladdin.
Sniffing and I'm sniffing and I'm sniffing. I pop my nose in a butt and I'm gonna keep whipping. Yeah, I say roll over and pirouette. I'll do all of the tricks that'll make your nose wet. No competition, I'm the best in show. I make more puppies than Perdita and Pongo. On the big couch, better watch out where you sit. Your leg's my Everest, cause baby, I'm mounting it. Just giving you affection, tongue is flexing. Licking on your throat, couple strokes and you're soaked. It's true, I'm obsessed with you. If you leave me for a minute, I'll whimper and woo. Like yipping, like yapping, like yipping. I'm like yapping, like yipping, like yapping. I'm like yip, I can't chase my tail no more. So just chill next to my water bowl.